You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Bulletin on Desert Rock FM. You're joined by myself, Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate. Of course, Errol Parker, editor at large. You've got all three of us this week. It's the Weekly. How are you, Errol?
Very good, Clancy. I hear you had a big night last night.
Yeah, big night. I was drinking this Mexican liquor. Clear liquor with a worm in it. It sent me MAD, that's for sure.
Well, just as long as it wasn't Corona, mate.
Nah, it wasn't Corona.
Righto, let's get into it. First up, some national news, and Australia's ambassador to China has warned that the country might boycott the Baoding Billy cart, which is also known as the Great Wall, I believe.
Yes, it's arguably the shittest car on our roads, but the diplomats are hoping it will send a strong message to China in its growing international row.
Hopefully even stronger than Peter Dutton's decision to boycott his local sushi joint and Big Georgie Christensen throwing peanuts from the back. China has, of course, put a huge tariff on barley and a temporary ban on Australian beef and is looking at potentially flexing on one of our biggest exports in the shape of iron ore.
I don't know about you, Clancy, but I reckon this blow-up with one of our biggest trading partners is definitely going to be worth a few cheap political shots moving forward.
Yes, it's working for those who have been quite vocal. I'm sure Morrison is starting to understand that in tough times, he probably doesn't have the most supportive coalition government surrounding him. A lot of people speaking out of school, but at least we've got that curve flattened.
Yeah, indeed. Maybe someone needs to distract him with an Australia Day debate or a radical Islam issue. Next up, and another story from the national arena now, there's been heartbreaking scenes as hundreds of unemployed pokies have been spotted sleeping rough.
Yes, it's a truly awful story, this one. These poor little pokies, who've spent their entire lives preying on problem gamblers, have now taken up residence in a park down in Batuta's Old City District.
Yes, they've already been moved on numerous times by the local police. It's all a result of Australian families diverting over $1 billion of essential poker machine support into such discretionary areas as rent, utility bills, and the purchase of groceries. Not good news for the aristocrat.
Let's just hope the pubs open soon.
Here, here. And on to some interesting science news now. The 1918 Spanish flu outbreak has been linked to the 5G telegram network.
Yes, where was this report written? Wendell, was this Mullumbimby, Byron Bay, maybe Mossman? Where is this coming from? Noosa? Noosaville?
It's actually come from the internet. And the lead researcher on this report, he explained to us, the virus started in late 1916 in France. Now, France had adopted the electric telegraph in 1846. So if you allow a 70-year gestation period, it all fits. Now get this, in 1850, a telegraph cable was laid from Calais to Dover, connecting France to England. And since the first transatlantic telegraph cable was laid in 1866, it allowed Spanish flu to quickly travel from there to the United States, where it wreaked havoc in 1918. See? What do you think?
Putain, c'est merde.
I reckon the Rockefeller family had a bit to do with it too, the early steel barons of America. Very similar role to the Gates Foundation, the Rockefellers.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hope they look into that. And onto some local news now. A smug millennial couple who bought property with parental help are not so smug anymore, it can be revealed.
A lot of humble pie potentially coming up for our nation's homeowners as predictions grow stronger and stronger that this property bubble is going to burst big time.
Yeah, that's what they're all saying. There's been calls for the government to step in and make sure that doesn't happen, with homeowners saying they should have legislation there to protect their investments no matter what. The Property Council of Australia is saying new homeowners should be given $50,000 with their purchase.
And wrapping up with sports news now, Star Casino is preparing for major losses after the entirety of the NRL developed autism from their flu shots.
Yes, after months of heavily Botox Bogans politicising the lives of people with autism to create fear around vaccinations, Star Casino are now making plans to place limits on the amount of NRL players in their venue at any time. This comes after the Instagram-charged stigmatisation and dehumanisation of autistic people was debunked, with a range of NRL players contracting autism last week. Roosters prop Jared Warrior Hargraves was able to accurately sketch the entire Sydney CBD street by street after only one helicopter ride. That, of course, came after his flu shot. I believe Dylan Napa has since become a chess champion, and he will be representing Australia in Russia later this year if it all goes ahead.
And we've also heard unconfirmed reports that after Boyd Cordner was vaccinated, he has since learned to read.
unprecedented.
A truly incredible story and a heartwarming one to finish on. Because that is all from us here at the Batuta Advocate. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back again next week with a wrap-up of all of the biggest stories from the week in news. Until then, my name's Wendell Hussey.
My name's Clancy Overall. Wash your hands, especially after you take a shit.
And my name's Errol Parker. Chucky Alara.